Radio Nova.
Hello, good evening and welcome. I'm Ken Hammond and this is Dublin Today on Radio Nova 828 AM. As always at this time, may I remind you that over on 88 FM, The Rock Show has just begun for alternative radio listening. But here on Dublin Today, between now and 7.30, we'll be hearing about a street theatre fundraising event by the Grapevine Arts Centre. Big Guide will have details of what's on entertainment-wise around town tonight. Declan Meehan reviews Maura O'Connell's debut solo album, Our Record Choice for this week. And we'll also be finding out just when Radio Caroline will be returning to the airwaves. But first this evening, a speculation over when and whether the leaders of the Irish and English governments will meet in summit this year. Susan Barrett of the Grapevine Arts Centre in North Frederick Street. You're listening to Dublin Today. It's just gone 18 minutes past 7.
On Radio Nova.
Well, perhaps the most interesting rumour in radio circles today has been the news that Radio Caroline is all set for a comeback. I'm told a new ship has been purchased to replace the Mi Amigo, which sank in a gale off the coast of Britain back in 1980. And radio fans all over Europe will soon be able to hear the new sound, Radio Caroline. Well, today, Linda Conway spoke to London journalist Stuart Payne by telephone and asked him if the new Radio Caroline would become a reality in the near future.
Yes, I can. I received information over the last two or three days to tell me that the ship was ready to leave a harbour in Spain. In fact, the situation today is that there was a last-minute complication. Spanish officials had a look round the ship and decided that it couldn't sail until some changes had been made to life raft on the ship. This has delayed it by about 24 hours, but the information I have is that it should be sailing either today or tomorrow.
Will Radio Caroline's administrative base be in Spain?
No, I think the major part of the operation is going to be based in America. They have a considerable amount of American finance, and as I understand it, their office is set up in Los Angeles and in New York. That is where much of the organization is now based. Although I suspect that some of the supply runs will come from Spain.
I believe there's some £3 million of American money behind it. Have you any indication as to who the backers are?
I'm afraid I haven't. They've had a lot of trouble with the American backing. About a year ago, the ship was ready to sail with American backing behind it. And at the very last minute, problems arose between what perhaps we can call the London side of it and the American side. The two sides fell out and all that backing disappeared. And it's taken Ronan O'Reilly about a year to arrange new finance. I know it's a considerable sum of money, but I have at this stage no details exactly who has put up the money.
If we can talk briefly now about the ship itself. Three transmitters on board, is that right?
That's right. I understand there is one 50 kilowatt medium wave transmitter and two standby 10 kilowatt medium wave transmitters. Broadcasting on 50 kilowatts, which is what they plan to do, the signal should be received over much of the UK.
Do you think we'll be able to receive it here in Ireland?
Well, certainly people tell me that it should, at certain times of the day, be heard in Ireland quite strongly. The problem is, of course, they've had no facility to test the transmitters. All the while the ship's been in harbour, although the transmitters have been on board, they can only put on what is called a dummy load. Therefore, the transmitters have not actually been in full operation, and until they have actually been tried and tested, no one really knows exactly how far the signal will stretch. But I have been told that there is a good chance that it will be received in Ireland.
Now, we've actually heard here today as well that Ronan O'Reilly bought a new ship. It's been renamed. What was it originally?
The ship was originally called the Ross Revenge, and it's 978 tons, and it's described in the Lloyd's Register of Ships as a motor salvage vessel. I think it was originally designed as a trawler for working in Icelandic waters. It's ice-strengthened, which means that it's an ideal ship for the purpose. It is designed to stay at sea for long periods of time. Ronan acquired the ship about 2 years ago, and it is to be renamed the Imagine. That is as a tribute to John Lennon, who, of course, recorded the song Imagine.
You mentioned that the ship will, in fact, set sail from Spain. Where do you expect it to drop anchor?
It will drop anchor in very much the same position that it was in before, namely about 12 miles off the coast of Essex in the Thames estuary. I'm told that it won't be in precisely the same location, but it will be very much in the same vicinity.
How about the attitude of the British government? They were forced off the air before. What do you think the attitude of a Tory government is going to be this time?
Well, of course, this is very much an unknown quantity. The government didn't take too much notice of Caroline when it was broadcasting in the 70s and into the very early part of the 1980s. I don't really know. It certainly was outlawed, of course, in 1967 by the then Labour government. When it came back in 1972, it was really allowed to continue without too much harassment. The ship itself was in the main left alone, and the police activities tended to concentrate on keeping an eye on supply runs going out from the British coastline and perhaps intercepting those. And the only time it had any real trouble was when it drifted inside British territorial waters. I suspect that all the while it stays outside British territorial waters, it will be left alone, but only time will tell.
Stuart Payne, and rumour has it that Caroline will be broadcasting test transmissions this weekend. No harm with a little competition. You're listening to Dublin Today. It's 24 minutes past seven. Now, still with things musical, this week Declan Meehan has been listening to one of Ireland's top-selling albums.